Welcome back to today's special second shiur. I would like to call on Rabbi Zev Reifman, who teaches at the JSS and IBC programs and is the rabbi of the East Hill Synagogue of Englewood, to introduce her Rabbi Yosef Birimo. Rabbi Reifman.
Thank you. It's a tremendous privilege to introduce Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon. Rav Rimon is a well-known figure, not only in Israel, but all over the world, for his many efforts to spread Torah and to spread chesed. He first rose, I would say, to national prominence in the land of Israel 9 years ago, almost 9 years now. Israel left towns and villages that it had settled in the area of Gerar, the area of Gaza, in an operation called the Disengagement, where almost 10,000 Jews were pulled out of their homes. Their homes were then destroyed, and thousands of those Jews found themselves then unemployed. About 60% of the residents of the Gush Katif communities found themselves unemployed. And when that happened, throughout the Jewish world, there was almost a sense of, what can we do? So many people had fought to try to prevent the disengagement from happening. Once it happened, they were so depressed, they didn't want to get involved with the issue anymore. And certainly within Israel, the people who brought about the disengagement, they were no longer able to deal with those who were impacted by their actions. And in that situation of B'makom She'ein Ish, Rav Rimon devoted himself virtually for a year to many, many efforts to create jobs, create businesses for the people from Gush Katif. He succeeded, thankfully, in getting hundreds and eventually thousands of people from Gush Katif back into work, starting hundreds of businesses that succeeded, so much so that some 4 years after the disengagement, the President of Israel awarded Rav Rimon the Volunteer of the Year Award, Ota Nasi L'Hitnadvut, for his efforts on behalf of getting jobs for the people from Gush Katif, from the Job Katif organization. And when the State of Israel did an investigation of the disengagement and all the horrible effects of it, in the report that was commissioned by the state, the only person who comes out of that report who looks good is Rav Rimon. All the other bodies of the state failed, but Rav Rimon, as a volunteer, created the organization of Job Katif to help the people from Gush Katif. There's still several hundred individuals from Gush Katif. We are still out of work. It's almost 9 years later. And it will cost money to give them the training and the confidence to hopefully get them jobs. The State of Israel is so excited about Rav Rimon's efforts that any donation that you would donate to Job Katif for the next 14 months will be tripled by the State of Israel. So if you give $10,000, Job Katif then gets another $30,000 from the State of Israel. So a total of $40,000 is given to the people from Gush Katif in order to get them back on their feet and hopefully to be working and succeeding again. But in addition to all of Rav Rimon's efforts for chesed, Rav Rimon is very involved in spreading Torah in the Jewish nation as a whole, and especially spreading the learning and the knowledge of halacha. It started years ago with the Ramaz school. Ramaz asked Rav Rimon to create a curriculum for the Hilchot Shabbos that are positive, Zachar, Kiddush, Havdalah. He created an entire curriculum, halacha, starting from the Pasuk, going to the Mishnah, going to the Gemara, going to the Poskim, the Shailos Utshuvos, the bottom lines. He created that curriculum for Ramaz years ago. Since then, he's created many, many works. A work on Shemitah, which is really revolutionary, virtually an encyclopedia of Hilchot Shemitah with color photographs, with charts of all the Shitas of the Rishonim and the Achronim. He's created works for Hilchot Kashrus. He's created curriculums for schools throughout Israel. He's created experiential experiences of learning halacha, where kids can come to a farm used to be in Alon Shvut, soon it's going to be in the Botanical Gardens of Jerusalem, and they will experience Shemitah hands-on, where the State of Israel is funding Rav Rimon's efforts, together with JNF and donors all over the world, so that hundreds of thousands of kids in Israel from secular schools will be brought to Yerushalayim this year and will be taken through this botanical gardens and see what Shemitah is, what are the values of Shemitah, what are the halachos of Shemitah. And that's just one of his many, many efforts to spread halacha and Torah throughout the Jewish nation. So it's really a tremendous privilege for us to host Rav Rimon, one of the leading disseminators of Torah today in the entire Jewish world. Came to all over the world. He started his trip in Chicago, was in Brazil, Miami, now New York, heading up to Toronto before he heads back to the land of Israel. But with all of this whirlwind of a visit, he made the time to come to Yeshiva and to teach how to keep Shemitah Bizman Hazeh. So without further ado, Rav Rimon.
שלום וברכה, ברשות הרב רייכמן. I know that you prefer that I speak in Hebrew, but I speak in English. I would speak in Hebrew, but no, every time that I came back from the States, a year ago, my mother passed away. But till then, every time I came back, she asked me, in what language did you give the shiur in the States? I told her in English. She said, this is thanks to me. I spoke to her in English. She was a British lady. I spoke to her in English from the time you were a little child. So I can give the shiur now in English. It's thanks to my mother. Ezrat Hashem, shashur yeh lizchuta. Someone asked me, he says he lives in the States, he had 1 year to take off, and he decided to be in Israel, and he didn't notice that it was Shemitah. So he asked me, maybe it's better to cancel it and to transfer it to another year, because Shemitah, Balagan, you know. I told him, if you have 1 year to come to Israel, come Shemitah. And this shiur, I'll explain what's so special about Shemitah, and we try to sort of understand a little more about Shemitah. around 120 years ago, I can ask you exactly, when was the Aliyah Rishonah? Aliyah Rishonah le'Eretz Yisrael. When was it? 1880. Taf Reish Mem, Aliyah Rishonah le'Eretz Yisrael. 2 years afterwards was Shemitah. Taf Reish Mem Bet, 1882. And the farmers in Eretz Israel, they don't know what to do. How will they manage in Shemitah? And then, Dr. Pinsker had a movement, Nu'ah, called Chibat Zion. Chibat Zion. In his Nu'ah were a few very important members. One of them was the Natziv Mivolozhin. He was a member in Chibat Zion. And he told the Natziv, he said, I heard that there is something that called Heiter Mechira, that you can sell the land and then to a goy, and then you can continue working in Shemitah. The Natziv said, he was very angry, he said, what do you think, we came to Eretz Israel to sell the land and not to keep Shemitah? So Pinsker asked the Natziv, how will they survive? How all the farmers, all the agriculture, it's so difficult. Tziv said, what do you mean? The Torah says, וציוויתי את ברכתי לכם בשנה השישית יהיה ברכה, will be blessing, don't worry, everything will be okay. That year Tafresh Membet was no hater מכירה in Eretz Israel. Meanwhile, many more Jews came to Eretz Israel, and then came the next Shemitah, that was Taf Reish Mem Tet, Tarmat. Taf Reish Mem Tet, 1889. And then Rothschild. You heard about Rothschild? He was one of the people that built a lot of Eretz Israel. You heard about what happened to someone that was in the Leviah of Rothschild? He was crying and crying and crying. People asked him, why are you crying? Are you a relative? He said, not because of this I'm crying. So Rothschild helped a lot of Jews in Eretz Israel, and he saw the problem, so he sent people that will go to Rav Shmuel Mohaliver and will ask Rav Mohaliver to create Heiter Mechira. Rav Mohaliver sat with one of the Geonim there, Gaon Mikutna, and then they decided that you can do Heiter Mechira, to sell it to a goy and then to continue working by a Jew, like Mechirat Chametz. But they said, in one condition, we need Gdol Ador to agree. Gdol Ador then is Harav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector. They go to Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector. He lives in Kovna. And he tells them, I have to see, there is a tshuva that was written, from now it's 250 years ago, in Hebron, by the rabbi of Hebron then. His name was Rabbi Mordechai Rubio. Rabbi Mordechai Rubio, he wrote Shelot u'Tshuvot, Shut Shemen Hamor. And in his shoot, there is a special tshuva, answer, about Heiter Mechira. I have to see it. I don't know if you know, but a few hundred years ago was no internet. No. One child came to me and told me, Rebbe, when you were a child, did you have internet? I said, no. She said, so what did you do all day? It's a crazy world today. People don't know. So they needed to send the tshuva. No way. They sent a shaliach that went to Berlin. And he took the tshuva from Berlin and brought it to Kovna. And Rav Yitzchak Elchanan read all the tshuva, and he decided to agree to do Heiter Mechira, to make Heiter Mechira. He joined those rabbis and he said, okay, we'll do Heiter Mechira. But he said, one condition. Sheyeh al dat, with the agreement of Rabbanei Yerushalayim, of the rabbis of Jerusalem, that agree. Here it failed. The Ashkenazi rabbis of Jerusalem, Rav Shmuel Salant and Maharil Diskin, disagreed. They didn't agree for Heiter Mechira. But the Sfardi rabbis agreed also then, and also all the generations. Always the Sfardi rabbis made Heiter Mechira. Till Rav Avadia Yosef. All of them made Heiter Mechira. And in this year, Tafreish Memtet, they are doing Heiter Mechira in Eretz Israel. The Sfardi rabbis are doing it. And most farmers in Eretz Israel are following Heiter Mechira. There are very few in Gadera and other places that they didn't do Heiter Mechira, but most of them followed Heiter Mechira. 20 years afterwards, Rav Kook becomes the Rav of Jaffa, Yafo, Ve'amoshavot. And he decides to continue Heiter Mechira. He writes a book on it. And in the other side, the Ritbaz, what was in Slutsk, and then became to Israel, to Tzfat, is against Heiter Mechira. Later on, Chazon Ish was against Heiter Mechira. What is the opinion of Rav Kook on Heiter Mechira today? Taf Shin Ayin Hey, 2014. Rav Kook writes on Heiter Mechira, Al Etzem HaHeter En Leda'ati Lefakpek Klal. Rav Kook says, I'm certain, I'm sure that it works. But in few places, Rav Kook says, things that seems a little different. Rav Kook says, Heter Mechira is just Bishat Adchak. Bishat Adchak, you know what is Bishat Adchak? I don't know how to translate it. Emergency, maybe. And he says it's just Hora'at Sha'a. It's temporary. Don't make it something for good. Just Hora'at Sha'a, just for temporary time. Rav Kook says also after Heiter Mechira, you mustn't plant in Shemitah trees. Because trees you can plant before Shemitah. So why would I allow you to plant in Shemitah? Rav Kook says also after Heiter Mechira, I don't allow Jews to do themselves melachot deoraita of Shemitah. We have things that are not allowed from the Torah and things that are not allowed from the Rabbanan. The Torah says in Vayikra Kafhei, Sadcha lo tizra. You mustn't plant, you mustn't sow seed. Sadcha lo tizra. This is the writer. The Torah says, Karmecha lo tizmor. You mustn't prune. This is the writer. The Torah says that you mustn't pick, you mustn't trip in Shemitah. Those are four things that are the writer. Zri'ah, sowing, planting. Zmira, pruning. Ktsira and betsira, to reap, to pick. Those are the four melachot that are not allowed from the Torah. Maybe also harisha, harvesting. All other things are the Rabbanan. Watering is the Rabbanan, it's not the oraita. Weeding is the Rabbanan. Spraying, pesticides, it's the Rabbanan. Cutting the grass, other things, all this can be the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, sometimes, in some conditions, you may do it even in Shemitah. Sometimes you mustn't do it. The rule is that you may do the Rabbanan to keep that it won't die. You mustn't do it, it will be better. The Oraita, you can't do anyway. You can't plant anyway. Rav Kook said, also after Heiter Mechira, you'll do pruning or sowing seeds of wheat or other things by goy, not by a Jew. You mustn't do melachot deoraita by a Jewish person. Rav Kook says, all the time we have to try to find better solutions. And even if we succeed on a small piece in Israel that won't make Heiter Mechira, will keep Shemitah regularly, Rav Kook says, אנו צריכים לסמוח עליה, we have to be happy on it, כמוצא שלל רב, as if we find a fortune. So Rav Kook thought Heiter Mechira works or doesn't work. From one side he said, it works, I'm certain, 100%. From the other side he said, it's just בשעת הדחק and הוראת שעה, and don't do a lot of things in Shemitah, and just some things just by goy. I think that Rav Kook says, I'm certain that Heiter Mechira works, 100%. The question is, when to use it? When to use this Heiter? It works. But you have to use it just in Sha'at Adchak. If you haven't got another choice, use Heiter Mechira. but all the time search for other systems. Also today, maybe 20% of the agriculture in Eretz Israel, there is no other solution. And they have to do Heter Mechira. I'm not coming to it now in, I have a lot more to say on this, but there are places, especially that they export to Chutz La'aretz, that they haven't got other solution. But most of Israel, we can find other solutions. And according to Rav Kook, we have all the time to think what are the better solutions that we have. And it's very interesting to see how halacha meets modern metziut modernit, modern society, and to see how, what are the solutions of Shemitah in our generations, in our generation. One of the solutions that I think is the best is Otzar Beit Din. Otzar Beit Din is something that's written already in the Tosefta 2000 years ago. It's the second, it's the first thing in your page, you see? First thing from the right side, you see? Although it's English, we did it conversion. It starts from right to the left. You see, purchase fruit? Not purchasing. Fruit and vegetables. The right side, you have Otzar Beit Din. What is Otzar Beit Din? So the Tosefta writes about it 2000 years ago. Rav Kook mentions it, and the one that did it real was the Chazon Ish. What is Otzar Beit Din? We learned before that you may pick a quantity of a few days for your family. Oh, sorry. We learned before that, didn't say it yet. We learned before that you mustn't pick at all. You mustn't pick and you mustn't reap, right? But the Torah says, "Vehaita Shabbat ha'aretz lachem le'ochla." The Torah says that you may eat. How can you eat if you can't pick? So Chazal said, and the Rambam said, that you may pick small quantity. Quantity that will be good for your family for a few days. In my garden, in Alon Shvut, I have a sign written, Rimon. But let's say someone doesn't know how to read. So when you go down, in the right side, there is Etz Rimon. Pomegranate tree. Someone doesn't know how to read the sign, so he has a tree, Rimon. It's a joke, yes? But so this tree, it's tree. It's true that they have the tree, but it's not because of this. Although I like Rimonim. So on my tree, I had last Shemitah, 7 years ago, 6 pomegranates, 6 rimonim. Now you know, vegetables are connected to Shemitah. Now, when you pick them, they are Shemitah. If you pick now a cucumber, it's Shemitah cucumber. Fruits are connected to Shemitah just if they started growing in Shemitah. Just if the Hanata was in Shemitah. Because of this, fruit will be shut just in the end of the year. In summertime and also in next year, fruit will be Shemitah. So in the end of Shemitah, the Rimonim, or the fruit will be Shemitah. So I had 6 pomegranates on my tree. We waited that they'll be red. And before Rosh Hashanah, the day before, the children come and tell me, "Daddy, Daddy, come quick. I'm coming." They say, "Look, someone, we don't know him, is picking all our pomegranates." He took a plastic bag and he took all the 6. I told them, "Our pomegranates? It's not ours. It's Shemitah. It's not ours. Shemitah, it belongs to everyone." So they said, "So why did he pick all the 6? I told them, "Look, he may pick, a month that you can take for the family for a few days." In my heart, I thought to myself, if he would be a mensch, you see, just 6, why can't he take 3 and leave other people, the other 3, to take all the 6? But according to Halakha, he can take all the 6. So you may take a quantity for your family. But you can't take a quantity of all the field. 2,000 years ago, Chazal said something very exciting in the Tosefta. They say that Beit Din, in English we'll say Beit Din. Jewish court, I think it's not the word, I don't know what to say, but it's not enough, so Jewish court. So Beit Din, they would take shlichim, messengers, and then they would hire workers that would go to the fields and would pick all the fruit and vegetables, would pick everything. And the Sefta says that when time comes of figs, they are picking all the figs and they are putting them together like a fig cake, you know. And the same they do to zeitim, to olives, and to grapes. And they put everything be'otzar sheba'ir, in machsan. Machsan. Storage. Hey, okay. Everything in this machsan, in this otzar, storage. And then, Erev Shabbat, Yom Shishi, they divide, they give each family fruit, Shemitah fruit, according to the size of the family. Family comes, how many children you have? 8, okay, you have a big plastic. Another family comes, they have 2 children, you have something small. You can say, what do you mean? Why did they give me so? Why him you gave so much and me you give so little? And it's for my field. Telling first of all, it's not yours. And second, we give according to the needs. It seems very much kalkala socialistic. But it's just for 1 year. For 1 year, it's good. The Torah understands that you can't do it all the time. 1 year. And it's exciting to see how everyone gets in Shemitah everything for nothing. But Chazon Ish explained that the fruit are for nothing. But you get money for the work. You hired workers to pick the fruit. You hired workers to water everything. I mean, someone worked. So you may charge for the work, but the fruit will be for nothing. This is Otzar Beit Din. Otzar Beit Din should be that everything would be much cheaper because you pay just for work. Not always it's cheaper. I'll explain you shortly why. What takes more effort to prepare? Whole wheat or white wheat? What is more, the longer progress? White. What is more expensive? Whole. How can it be? White wheat takes more effort and whole wheat is more expensive. But you understand, when it's something, it's for all the public, it's always cheaper when then you do something specifically for a group. And also in Shemitah, not always cheaper. This Shemitah, a lot of places of Otzar Beit Din are the same price, even cheaper. Otzar Beit Din, I believe this is the best solution. Why I believe it's the best solution? First of all, this is the only solution that the perot, the products, the fruit and vegetables are holy in Kedushat Shvi'it. In a minute we'll explain more. But they are kadosh. You eat holy fruits. Most of you in your life you didn't eat holy fruits. So sad. If you would come to Eretz Israel, you could have holy fruits and vegetables. Perot kadoshim. Maybe you in Bet HaMikdash, you had korbanot. Okay, I'll speak with you afterwards. So first of all, it's holy food. Secondly, this is what's going to be when Mashiach comes. How do I know what will be when Mashiach comes? I don't know everything, but this I'm certain. I'm sure that this will be when Mashiach comes. I wrote a book on Shemitah, but what I'm telling you now, I didn't write in my book. Because just a few months ago, I understood that this will be when Mashiach comes. If I was thinking about it before, I would write it, maybe in the next edition. How do I know that this will be when Mashiach comes? Let's imagine Mashiach comes today. All the television, let's say even in the States, I suppose, no, in the radio here, television, Mashiach comes. Everyone in Eretz Israel keeps Shemitah. All fruit, vegetables, everything on the trees. Why it's on the trees? Because if Mashiach comes, will be no Heder Mechira. Because Rav Kook said Heder Mechira is temporary. It's not at all. And Heder Mechira won't be one of the conditions of Heder Mechira, that it just, if Shvi'it is not Deoraita, if Rob Yoshvei Aleha, if everyone is in Israel, so Shmita will be Deoraita. If Mashiach comes, you stay here or you come to Israel? Rob Yoshvei Aleha, right? You'll come. A few weeks, you'll find a way to come. So, Shmita is Deoraita in Eretz Israel. All fruit are on the trees, because there's no Heder Mechira. Let's say you live in Tel Aviv. Now, let's say you have a list. Your wife wrote you a list to buy. Okay, first thing written, apples. Where do you go in Eretz Israel to pick apples? Where do you go? You go to Ramat HaGolan. You go to the north, Ramat HaGolan, you have apples. Then you look in the list, the second thing written, dates. Where do you go to pick dates? Yericho, Emek She'an. Okay, you were there, you went here. Then it's written, cherries. Where do you go? Best cherries in Israel? Gush Etzion, of course, yes? It's my place. And on Shvut. Gush Etzion. You are going where there, you are going here, Gush Etzion. And then you go back to Tel Aviv. I don't believe that when Mashiach comes, once a week we'll have to do Tiul Shnati. You know what is Tiul Shnati? To translate it? Say it loudly. Trip, the trip of the, I know. It can't be that every week you'll have to go 7 hours around all Israel. Lo yachol liyot, lo yachol liyot. It will be a little easier because in the, you notice Waze, the GPS, in the Waze you'll put tapuchim, tmarim, duvdevan, cherries, and it'll bring you in the shorter way. And he tell you, oh, this field, there are already people that till you arrive that finish all the apples, so go to this field. We have something like this, but still it takes a lot of time. The only solution that can be is Otsar Beit Din. That Beit Din will pick for us everything and we'll have it in Tel Aviv, in Jerusalem, and everyone can take it and pay for the work. This is the only solution. And when I try to follow the best solution now, I try to think what will be when we have Mashiach, Bet HaMikdash. And if I can reach it now, I know this is the way. This is what we have to do now. To do Otsar Beit Din, it's not so simple. Because you have no Heder Mechira, so you have to work just in the rules of Shemitah. And Chazon Ish gave a lot of heterim. What is heterim? Okay, heter, yes, heter, things that will be mutar. Okay, a lot of heterim that you can still survive without heter mechira. It's unbelievable what Chazon Ish did here. I mean, Rav Kook and Chazon Ish, both of them had a vision of Shemitah, and each one in his generation, different generation, went in another system, but none of them, or both of them, understood that the solution won't be to live in Israel and to buy everything from going. You in Israel, manage with the Jewish agriculture. Can be Heter Mechira, can be Otsar Beit Din, but manage with the Jewish agriculture. Otsar Beit Din is complicated also halachical, and also for the farmers. I get all the times questions from farmers in Eretz Israel, all the time. What to do? To do this, to do this, to do this, to do this. All the time. Just now I got a cherry tree. They want to take the branches and to tie them like this. The cherry tree usually is like this, right? all the branches, branches you say? To take them and to tie them like this. I asked them, why do you want to tie them like this? So they say, first of all, it will be easier to pick afterwards when it grows. But secondly, they say, they discovered that if they do it like this, the sugar and all the things, instead of going up slowly, they go to the top of the branch and they'll have double quantity. This question wasn't asked in the last 2,000 years. You understand how exciting is it? I have questions, I feel, wow, we are in redemption time. It's wow, it's unbelievable. We get questions that didn't bother Jews for thousands and thousands of years. We are back in Eretz Israel, Medinat Israel. It's unbelievable. I go there all the time. I have another question. Everywhere I go, I take with me Rav Kook and Chazon Ish. Not the books, the people. I take them with me because everyone had solutions. And if I'm speaking about Tzar Beit Din, the solutions of Chazon Ish is unbelievable. So, if I would have more time, I would give examples for questions and answers of the farmers, but I won't do it now. It's very special, very exciting. It's the only solution that has Kedushat Shvi'it, holy in the fruit of vegetables. The problem in this solution is that it's good just for picking. It's good for fruit always. And it's good for vegetables in the first half of Shemitah. All the things that you planted before Shemitah, also, if you picked it in Shemitah, it's good. But Otzar Beit Din doesn't allow you to plant seed in Shemitah. Today, a lot of vegetables we can do before that they'll stay a long time, that they'll grow, let's say, tomatoes, we can do today before Shemitah, and they can grow 3 or 4 times in the same siach. The same 3 times, 4 times. So there are things that once we couldn't do. Today there are things that we can grow 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, vegetables. I don't know if you remember, but 50 years ago, 60 years ago, there weren't cucumbers and tomatoes all the year. It was seasons. Today people think if you won't have 1 week cucumbers or tomatoes in the kitchen, the mother thinks everyone will die. Once they did have, it was seasons. Some we have, we haven't got. So today, but we have solutions for 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, depends what. But still, in the other half year of Shemitah, I suppose next Shemitah, Shemitah afterwards, we have more solutions. It still doesn't cover. The other solution here, you can see in the page. Oh, first of all, another solution is 6th year vegetables. All vegetables that were picked in the 6th year are not connected at all to Shemitah. There are vegetables like carrots, potatoes, onions that you can pick in the 6th year and they can keep for all year, not in your kitchen but in special so this is another solution. Another solution, the next one here, is disconnected. It's greenhouses and disconnected. You grow in pots, not in the ground but in pots, a tzitzim, yes. This solution is based on the Yerushalmi, Talmud Yerushalmi in Orla, that says that if you don't grow open, you have something closed, a roof above you, so then it doesn't consider as sadeh, as field, and maybe it's easier during Shemitah. קרן, כמה זמן יש לי? מתי סוף השיעור? אוקיי. Another 17 minutes? Around? On Shemitah I can speak for a few months without stopping. So I need to know the border. Chazon Ish had another invention that he said, if you take not just roof above, not just greenhouses, but also you grow it not in the ground but in pots, that's it, then, and you have underneath something that it's not with no hole, then you may do it in Shemitah, you may plant, you may seed, so in Shemitah. And this is a very important solution, because this is a solution that allows us to plant in Shemitah lettuce, other things. This solution was very, very successful by people in Gush Katif. They made a lot of chassa and other things, lettuce disconnected like this. Today, there are also, this solution also exists. It's not like it was in Gush Katif, because if it was destroyed, and to do it from the beginning, it cost money. For every dunam, it costs around $10,000 to make it disconnected. So it's expensive. After you make it, you can continue all the years like this. But this is another solution. Another solution is south of Israel. South of Israel, there are places that when Am Yisrael came from Egypt, they conquered it. It's Eretz Israel. But when Am Yisrael came again, Olei Bavel, Ezra, Nehemiah, when they came again in Beit Sheini, Beit HaMikdash Sheini, they didn't went to those places. And because of this, it's easier, it hasn't, it's Eretz Israel, but it hasn't got the Kedusha of Shemitah and Mitzvot Otiyot Ba'aretz like the rest of Israel. So this is another solution for Shemitah. In Eretz Israel there is a factory that called Otzar Haaretz. Otzar Haaretz, Otzar, Aleph, Vav, Tzadik, Reish, Otzar Haaretz. Otzar Haaretz is a factory that they product just Jewish solutions, but mehadrin. I mean, they have Jewish solutions, no, not going or Arabs, but not Heder Mechira. They have, if you see in this page, 1, 2, 3, 4. You see the first four ones? They have Otzar Beidin, they have 60 year, they'll have this disconnected, and they'll have south of Israel plus Eder Mechira, but it doesn't matter now, it's to cover something else, but it's both together, south of Israel and Eder Mechira, it's not Eder Mechira alone. So those are four solutions that I feel that are the best, and I want to say a few things. First of all, although I think they are the best, I think that Heder Mechira works, and that if you buy Heder Mechira, you may eat it. I think that also buying from Goyim, it works. I think that the first solutions here are better, because they are Mehadrin, and they are Jewish solutions. But why was it so important for me to tell you what I'm telling you now? Someone phoned me, and they said, they have a daughter that became Haredi, and she told them in Shemitah she eats just Nochi, just Goyim, not she eats the Goyim, yes, she eats the Achalta et kol ha'amim, she eats just the products of the Goyim. So she eats just this is what they, although Chazon Ish and Rav Elyoshiv that were Haredi agreed about Otzar Beidin. They invented it. Otzar Beidin disconnected, and leat leat also Haredi community start who are trying to do it, that they'll transfer to Otzar Beidin. But she eats just Nochi. This is what she eats. And he said, I don't know what to do for Shabbos. We buy Otzar Haaretz. I don't know what to do. I told him, buy for Shabbos everything Nochi. Everything from Goyim. He said, you tell me to buy, in your book you wrote that it's not a good solution. He said, look, you have to be careful. In Hebrew we say, lo le'abed proportziot. not to lose proportion. All the solutions are okay. We are trying to find the best solutions. To have the family united is much more important. So sometimes in Shemitah, people are quarreling and fighting. Lo shayach. I eat that, just those things, but if someone asks me, he's coming to Israel and he's invited to the family, what should he do then? I told him, if you eat all the year and you trust them about meat maybe basar chalak, glat, it can be a question of the oraita for some system. If it's not chalak, it's like nevelot utrefot. Tolaim, bugs, you know what are bugs? In lettuce, in other things. If you trust them in those things, you can eat also Shemitah time. Shemitah is the Rabbanan today, all the other things are maybe the oraita. And I try all the time to go to the best, but also if I go to the best, it doesn't mean that all the rest are trade. And I think it's an important issue. Heter Mechira, I'll just say shortly, but I won't have time to explain it. No, I won't say at all. I'll say, but without explaining. There is a difference between Heter Mechira in fruit of vegetables in the beginning of the year, it's together, it's one group, then vegetables in the other half of the year. Why? Because fruit, also if you buy Heder Mechira, it wasn't planted in Shemitah. Vegetables in the beginning of the year, they weren't planted in Shemitah. Because of this, Reb Shloim Zalman Oyerbach, that was one of the biggest Haredim poskim, not Haredi, it was everyone. Reb Shloim Zalman Oyerbach says that also someone that doesn't rely on Heder Mechira may buy fruit from Heter Mechira, because they weren't planted in Shemitah, of vegetables in the beginning of the year. If you buy Otsar Beit, it's better, because this is Kedushat Shvi'it, it's much better, but it's still okay. So I wrote it here, you see? I wrote it here, I divided it to two columns. But also if it was planted in Shemitah, it's still not Isur, it still may eat it. I want to explain, when you come to Eretz Israel for a visit, if you go to a regular supermarket, usually everything will be Heter Mechira. If you go to Bnei Brak or other places in Jerusalem, everything will be Nochi, Goyim. In brackets I say, when I go to a restaurant in Jerusalem, the Mehadrin will be all of them Nochi, Goyim, Shmita. But I go to Mehadrin because I prefer the Mehadrin on other things. In any case, all the years we buy a little products, not Jews, also all the years you have a little in Israel, 20%. So if you go once to a restaurant, nicht gefährlich. I have to translate. No nora. But you have stores, small stores of Otar Haaretz, that they have what I said right here. I tried, and other rabbis, to change this Shemitah, that would be different. That a lot of people will understand that to eat Otzar Beidin is a big privilege. I'll just explain a little. People sometimes are afraid, terrified, oh, we'll bring Kedushat Shvi'it to our home, what shall we do? So it's not so complicated. I'll explain in a minute. Just to understand, usually Kedusha is just in the temple, in Bet HaMikdash. We have Korbanot. Korban, to translate it, yes, Korban. This is Bet HaMikdash. We have Truma. Truma, the Kohen, it's Truma. This is, you can eat everywhere, but just Kohen can eat it. It's connected to Bet HaMikdash. There is something called Netar Revai. 3 years you mustn't eat the fruit from the tree. And the fourth year, you may eat in Jerusalem, but it's also Lifnei Hashem in Jerusalem. It's also connected to Bet HaMikdash. Kedushat Shvi'it is the only thing, the only Kedusha, that you are allowed to eat all Israel, and everyone may eat it, also Kohen Levi Israel, and also if we are not tahor like today. And I think it's amazing, because usually if you want Kedusha, you have to leave your home, your house, and to go to Jerusalem. Shemitah, the Kedusha comes to your house. All Israel full with Kedusha, it's something very special. According to Ramban, maybe there is a mitzvah in every part, every kazai that you eat of Shemitah, maybe it's another mitzvah. It's amazing. Because of this, I tell you, first of all, it's not so difficult. But also, if it's difficult, you have the privilege to have Kedushat Shvi'it. Someone will tell you, I'm giving you diamonds. Do you want? So you say, oh, I don't know how to keep them. I have to find special solutions. You will manage. You will manage. You get diamonds now. You have Kedushat Shvi'it. You will manage. And secondly, it's not so complicated. But I want to say, I tried with other people to change. So we went around, I think I spoke, or my things I wrote spoke to around 70,000 people in Israel, all over Israel. And today we feel that a lot of people are searching for Kedushat Shvi'it. They feel a privilege Kedushat Shvi'it. The biggest supermarket in Eretz Israel, the biggest one, called Rami Levi. The biggest one. Rami Levi in Gush Etzion. Gush Etzion, there are around 30,000 people. Few months already ago, I went to him. I told him, you must have your Tzar Beit Din, or Tzar Haaretz. We worked, and I went, and I told other people to phone. And in the end, he agreed. All Rami Levi is a Tzar Haaretz. Just to understand what a shinui. How exciting is it? Imagine, you are going to an enormous supermarket, and you see Melafifon, written Kedushat Shvi'it. You see Gezer, carrots, written Yevul Shishit. This is from the 6th year. You see Agvaniya, tomato, written Kedushat Shvi'it. You see Chasa, lettuce, written Matzah Menutak. Imagine, it's a supermarket, it's not a Bet Midrash. It's unbelievable. I mean, a Jewish supermarket after 2000 years, it's so exciting. This is a supermarket. After Rosh Hashanah, when I hold in my hands a cucumber of Shemitah, it almost fell from my hands like an esrog. I was so wow. Rambam wrote a whole book on Shemitah, Shemitah v'Yovel. Rashi wrote on all the shas on Shemitah. None of them had the privilege to eat one apple of Shemitah, of Kedushat Shvi'it. It's unbelievable. And we have to be excited for it. And what I'm trying to do, that people will be more excited, it would be easier. So, first of all, I wrote a book in English, in Hebrew, on Shemitah, that goes from the sources with all the explanations, and another book for teenagers, another book for youngers, another book for kindergartens, for everyone, another game for all the family, like Go Shemitah, Go Fish, like Go Fish, Go Shemitah. But I did this calendar. I did it for Israel and for Chutz Laaretz. What is this calendar? This calendar has every page pictures of fruit and vegetables that came to Shemitah. If you look here, you see Yudbet Becheshvan. Yudbet Becheshvan is 5 of November. You see that carrots are in the picture. It means that till this date, you can go to the shuk in Israel and buy them with no hechsher of Shemitah. From here, it's connected to Shemitah. And like this, all the fruit and vegetables of Shemitah. Each page, I wrote a rule of Shemitah in Hebrew and in English to learn easily, you know, one thing, another rule, to learn, to know what it's about. There's another thing. Shemitah, when everyone was working in agriculture, Shemitah was something special in the values of Shemitah. Values of giving, of netina and chesed, values of family, values of nature, a lot of values of Shemitah. And I'm trying that also today we'll take the spirit of those values and we'll use them in our modern society. So each month I wrote another value, another something moral, value of Shemitah, this is also for Chutz La'aretz. You don't need land for it. You may do the values of Shemitah also here. And I wrote another mission for the family. Let's say here, השביעית ישמתנו ומתשדה ואכלו אביוני עמך. The Shemitah teaches us not just that you should help poor people. Shemitah teaches us that everyone has the ability to help, to give. Also a poor person that has one tree needs to own a lesson. Doesn't matter. So I ask here people, take in Shemitah 1 hour a week and give it, own a lesson. Give it to Chesed, to Netina, do good things in this 1 hour, in Shemitah time. This project of Shemitah I called Meizam Sh'at Shemitah. I went around Israel, I gave lectures and others. A lot of non-religious people are coming to me all the time. People that never were connected with me. Oh, Rav Limon, we like this project. I'm going to Toronto in 2 days, and I'm giving to the religious community there. There is a school, the non-religious, that they heard that I'm coming, I don't know how, and they even, you must come give a shiur in our school. I'm teaching Jewish education, writing books now in Kashrut, in Shabbat, for schools. There are around 15 schools in the States, Baruch Hashem in Eretz Israel, Misrad HaChinuch is working with our books, and we are trying to get to schools, also non-religious, but usually they won't ask a rabbi to come. Suddenly Shemitah, I gave a shiur in the Knesset on Shemitah for non-religious Chavrei Knesset. After the shiur, one of the Chavrei Knesset came to me and said, wow, Shemitah is so amazing, you should do it all the years, not just once in 7 years. I told him gently, you didn't understand the shiur. All the idea of Shemitah, that it's once in 7 years, I mean, all the years you have to do Chesed, but this is a special year. You do everything, wow! So every page, another value, and another value of Shemitah. And I think, also what Rav Reich said before, we are opening in the Botanic Garden in Jerusalem, a Shemitah Park. That's just to understand, the Botanic Garden is non-religious at all. It's what it was planted in Shemitah, in Isu, by the university there. And they were so excited, they are going to keep Shemitah this year. All the time they phone me, Arav, you may do this, you must not do this. It's exciting. It's special. And I feel that in Eretz Israel there is something special this year. It's the first Shemitah of 120 years. First Shemitah that are not quarreling. All Shemitot were fighting, quarreling, milchamot, all the time, to do this, to do this, to do this. Shemitah, the atmosphere is different. Something special, no milchama, no war. People feel also non-religious, they want to hear about Shemitah. Some of non-religious agriculture, farmers are keeping Shemitah. It's amazing, something happens, and we have to see Shemitah as a privilege. In the other page that you have, I wrote the rules how to keep Shemitah in the kitchen. But I'll just say it short, you can look there. Once it was very complicated, because things that you are not used to do all the years, you must do Shemitah. If you are not used to squeeze fruit, you must squeeze Shemitah. Today, what fruit people squeeze? Everything. Everything. This is the world, so you can use it normally, almost. It's no problem. So what you have, so you know that you try to eat till the end, it's kadosh. You know you have a special zchut, maybe kedusha, and leftovers you put in a plastic bag, you tie it, and you put it in garbage. There is another solution that you are making container, and you put the leftovers there, and every day you put one paper on the old leftovers, and on top, above, you put the new ones. And in the end you tie it and you chuck it out. This container, people are used to write on it, Pach Shemitah. Pach, garbage, Shemitah. I tell people, you can't write Pach Shemitah. Pach and Shemitah don't go together. Pach is garbage. Shemitah is kadosh. How can you write Pach Shemitah? So they asked me what to write. I told them, write Kedushat Shvi'it. What's the big difference if all the year you are dealing with Pach or you are dealing with Kedusha? And in my house, I did special. You can see it here. It's not like Pach. You see it? It's clean. It's nice, ceramic. It's not next to the Pachim. It's on the marble. And when the family eats, they feel the privilege to have Kedushat Shvi'it. And when my children and I have some leftovers, not a lot, because my wife says, I'm so happy it's Shmita. Suddenly you eat salad. All the leftovers, they say, oh, I like, give me more salad, more salad. What happens if you like salad so much? You know, it's Kedushat Shvi'it, it's much tastier. So, they go with the leftovers to this clear of Kedushat Shvi'it, shaking, exciting. Remember that thousands of years Jews couldn't dream on it, but couldn't make it mamish, couldn't make it real. And we have this chut to be in Eretz Israel, in Medinat Israel, to have Kedushat Shvi'it. And I think that, first of all, if you are coming to Eretz Israel for Bikur, for Tiyun, search for Kedushat Shvi'it. And second, also if you're here, there are things, this calendar I did, that people will have Zecher LaShmita. Something at home, also in Chutz La'aretz, you can feel Shmita. A little, to feel the values of Shmita, to feel things of Shmita, to feel Eretz Israel in that year. As Be'ezrat Hashem, that for all of you, I don't need to ask questions, or I need to finish now, right? If someone has questions, I'm ready to answer questions. And if someone needs to go, he can go. Yes. Rami Levi in Gush Etzion. And another branch of the 30, I don't remember which one. All the others are not. But Rami Levi, you won't find anything else. Just Otzar Aretz. So, how to count the Shemitah? It's a good question. But I wrote a chapter in my book, you can read it. You know, when I have the book, it's good for me. I can easily finish. If may you allow to buy things and products to United States? Okay. There is a machloket about it. There are systems that say that you mustn't take, the Mishnah said, you mustn't take Kedushat Shvi'it to Chutz La'aretz. But Reb Chaim Berlin and other systems said that you mustn't take it out because there won't be enough for Eretz Israel. But if from the beginning they planted for Chutz La'aretz, so for those systems you may do it, you may use it. So it's a machloket and someone who wants to buy may buy. And this. Both options. The newspaper is one thing. The leftovers of Shemitah, you mustn't ruin directly. You may ruin them in grammar, not directly. If you put it on the old one, so it's spoiled directly. If you wait, so it's... Someone asked me about the Luchot. Yeah, what did you say? Yesterday was the outset of Chazon Ish. So it's very exciting. It's very exciting. Shkoyach. Someone asked me about those calendars. We brought some of them. So if someone wants them, they are there. I don't know how to do it, really. Look, the books I haven't got here, they are in the stores. Those I brought some. Someone wants can take it. You can take it for nothing, but you have here an email of the Halacha Center that products all this. So everyone should send a donation, whatever they want, to the Halacha Center if you take it. You can take here, and then you can save a donation to the Halacha Center that is in the back here.